Hello, this is Ryoki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your body heart will increase, your wish to live happy life because you want to be example of the happy person for others to share the Pure Land and Dharma. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Okay, next bow of the Dharma Kara is number 12. When I reach the Buddhahood, if there are the limitation of the light, to emanate the billions of nayutas, the light emanates the world of the old other Buddhas, I not be gain the true enlightenment. Well, in another part of this sutra, the Amitāya Sutra, it's written that the light of Amida Buddha, well, Amida Buddha is that the Buddha which Dharmakara became, the light of Amida Buddha is nothing, no other Buddha can compare. The light is so bright that no other Buddhas, something like no other Buddhas. It says it's the supreme number one, the supreme Buddha. It means that the Amida Buddha includes all other Buddhas. I mean, all the Buddhas are separated spirit of the great spirit of the universe. Actually, Amida Buddha is a symbolic explanation of the great spirit of the universe. Okay, then why in the story of the Amitāya Sutra that the Dharmakara became Amida Buddha because of by his practice for all beings and his prayers for all beings? Well, this is the interesting part that it's easier to understand by explaining like this. Well, for example, in Christianity, the Jesus were born that receiving the God became the human, receiving the human body. God received the human body, where God give the human body, whatever, and then become Jesus. And to clarify all the karma of the human being, he was crucified and went back to the heaven again because he was God. The Saint Bene, who was very active during the, was about more than 100 years ago, about 100 years ago or more. He explains that as the Dharmakara, Amida Buddha was born as a Dharmakara, and he created history that Dharmakara created the vow for 48 vows for all beings to be rescued. And he fulfilled his vow and became Amida Buddha. But originally he was the great spirit of the universe. And this is why this vow, when I reach the Buddhahood, no other Buddhas, the light is which no other Buddha can be compared with, strong light, because It's Amida Buddha, it's a great spirit of the universe. It's a soul, supreme Buddha, supreme great spirit of the universe. And all the Buddhas are separate spirit of the Amida Buddha. And in Sanskrit, this name is Amitava. Amitava means that infinite light. So as the next bow, number 13, when I be reached Buddhahood, if there are the limitation of the lifetime, and even billions and billions of Nayuta time, even so much long time, I mean not billions of years, but if there is a limitation, I will not be enlightened, because of course the great spirit of the universe is infinity lifetime. I mean the source of the all lives, so there's no limitation. No limitation. It produces forever the pure land, all the spirit. And another name in Sanskrit, this is Amitayus, and this is why, what is that, this sutra is called Amitayus Sutra. And next, number 14, bow is says that if there are numbers of the Buddhas living in my world, even in the 1,000 of kalpas or billions of Buddhas, if there's be able to count, it means that it has to be countless, because infinitely Buddhas produced by every moment, produced by the great spirit of the universe. So as a number 15 bow, when I reach the Buddhahood, if the humans and divines in my world should be countless numbers of the lifetime, infinite lifetime, however, if they wishes, it is freely can change the time of the numbers of the time lifetime. You know why? Even to be in the pure land, and one time you have to determine that you will be go down on the earth. Need to be born as a human being to let other beings, to let people awaken the way to reach to the pure land. So sometimes it's better that you think opposite way. Don't, instead of thinking that, I'm a human being and if I might be able to go to pure land, to reverse the pure lands after I die or not. Well, in a future lifetime or not, something like this. Think about this way. So imagine you are in a pure land and you need to determine one day to let all other beings, people, to awaken to the way to reverse and the real world, the pure land, that the world of infinite happiness increases, infinite joyfulness increases, Infinitive enlightenment increases, etc., etc. Because this is the true form of the universe, the world has to be this way. The limitation world as human being is created by the karma, the illusional karma. So you need to awaken to the true reality of the universe. May you awaken to the true reality and determine to let all other people awaken to the way of the pure land. The world of infinite joyfulness increases. The world of increases happiness every moment. To share this, such a world is the most joyful way of living. May you live with this.